This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! I'm Buzz Knight, the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, music history on foot. If you want to keep up with Taking a Walk episodes, or if you want to suggest a guest or be a guest, go to takingawalk.com, subscribe to our newsletter, or leave us a comment. We also appreciate if you like this podcast. Please follow us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a review or share this with a friend. Today we have a treat. We're virtual because this is how we're going to get this member of rock royalty. And we're so excited. We couldn't miss this opportunity to speak with Brian Johnson, the lead singer of AC/DC. Brian is the legendary frontman, and he's the author of the new book, The Lives of Brian. And I'm honored to have him on Taking a Walk.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Brian.
Is that Buzz?
Yes, sir. I'm so happy to have rock royalty here.
Steady, boy.
Brian, yep. Thanks for being on the Taking a Walk podcast. It's a tremendous honor.
Oh, honestly, it's my pleasure, my son. Anytime.
So, congratulations on The Lives of Brian. I want to talk about that, but I wanted to ask you, take me inside that moment when you're on stage, the lights go down in the stadium, the music begins, the band starts breaking into Rock or Bust or Thunderstruck or whatever the opener is. What does that moment feel like from your perspective when it's happening?
Okay, well, first of all, it's never boring. You never get used to it, Buzz. Every nerve is ready to go. You look along your side there, and there's Angus just whacking away on his guitar and moving, and me, you know, I'm limbering up, getting ready. I mean, we go on just like, you know, just when you see football players before they go on the pitch, you know, they're jumping around and moving because, you know, the minute you're going to get on there, you're not going to get a break for 2.5 hours. There isn't any ballads. So, you know, and then you hear the crowd, and then when you do get on, I've got to say this, the AC/DC audiences really lift you. I mean, that actually lift you and just give you strength that you just didn't think was there, you know? And off you go. And that's it. That's the end of that. You know, there's no turning back. And it's, what you've got to do is, now I've said it to a few of the singers when that asks what I do, I said, before you go on stage to sing, you fix Bennett's. It's as simple as that. You fix a bayonet to your voice and just charge. Otherwise, you know, there's nothing. It's just regular or average. So, it's a fascinating time, Buzz.
Oh, I love it. One of the listeners to our podcast, a guy named Dennis from Tennessee outside of Nashville, he asked me to ask you this question. He said, how do you feel when you see young and old generations jamming their ass off to AC/DC?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, there's not many bands can have that. And every day I'll get somebody saying, hey, there's a photograph of my grandson, and he's 2, and he's got an AC/DC song, and he's dancing away to some tune or other. And it's just, it makes you feel so good, because, you know, some of these tunes are 40-odd years old, and to not sound dated, to actually sound like that, just, you know, as new as the world all those years ago, it's a pretty good feeling inside, you know?
Oh, it's the soundtrack of our lives, man. My God. So in the book, you talk about the influence of Little Richard. Talk about the first time you heard a Little Richard tune.
Well, it was on, you know, I was off school. I had to go to the dentist or something. And anyway, the television in England then was just awful. You know, there was one channel, and it was on, it came on at noon, and it went off again at 12:30. And then it came on again at about 3, and it was called Watch with Mother or something. And it was awful. And then they said, and now we're going to have an interlude, because they were very posh, the people on the radio. And in this interlude, there's a young chap from America with a new pop song. And he's called Little Richard. And the changed thing, and here was this handsome young black man, hair pushed back, this immaculate jacket on, a little moustache, you know, the tie, he just looked like nothing I'd seen before, and he just burst into, and my jaw, everything dropped, you know, my jaw went south and everything else went north. I couldn't believe how brilliant this was. I mean, it really was a revelation. And I said, I want to sing like that. It was right up there. It was exciting. It was just, and he was exciting too, you know. And of course, I hadn't heard music like that before in my life. I didn't know it existed. Just the boring stuff you would hear on the BBC, you know. And you know, it was just a defining moment for me in my life, you know, and I couldn't go out and buy the record yet. We couldn't afford it. We didn't have a record player. You know, so it was not until I heard it playing from a woman's house, and I banged on the window and I said, could you play it again, please? She said, you cheeky little bugger. Okay, then come on. So she opened the window and put it on again. And she came outside and started doing the hand jive and taught me how to do the hand jive. And I'll never forget her. What a lovely lady. But I got to hear it again.
That's awesome. What a great story. My God.
Yeah.
Brian, how special was it to, you know, have to leave the band due to the hearing loss and then to return triumphantly in 2020? How special was that for you, my friend?
It was more than special. You know, it was, you know, I was 69 or something when I had to give up, you know, and I thought, hey, listen, you shouldn't complain. Who else goes this long, but I think it was the suddenness it wasn't gradual. I mean, it just hit me after a gig, and it's all in the book, the whole horrible thing that I had to go through with operations and everything. But to get it right again through, you know, Mr. Ambrose, who designed these new earpieces, and I worked with him for 3 years, Stephen, and to get back with the boys in the studio and do an album, I can't tell you. And it was such a good album too, you know, Power Up. I was so proud of it. And then to rehearse again with the boys in Holland, and we were all ready to rock, you know, to go out. We rehearsed for about 3 weeks, and then the pandemic hit. I mean, talk about bum luck. It was horrible. And there we were, ready to rock. So, you know, that's just the way things go.
Well, and when you really come down to it, you really are a choir boy at heart, right?
I was, yeah. You know, me mother was Catholic, but my father was C of E, or, you know, Protestant or whatever. And so we were confused, to say the least. And I was a choir boy in the Catholic choir because, you know, they paid you money. You got 1 shilling and 6 pence to sing on Sunday morning. And, of course, I first went to the Catholic Mass, and I thought, poor boy, these guys are, you know, there was all kinds of shiny clothes on, and then this guy walked around, and he was throwing water on people, and then had a smoke machine, you know, with the chin and all the smoke. I thought it was very entertaining, you know. I didn't know what was going to happen. And then at the end of the Mass, the priest came up, and he got some crackers and wine out and shared it with everybody. This was good stuff.
In closing, Brian,
I was only an 11-year-old, and I'm thinking, and at the end of it, the only thing that disappointed me was the fact nobody gave him a round of applause. I thought he'd done very well. Nothing. They just walked out.
Brian, in closing, how important is having a sense of humor being in the business that you're in?
Oh, I think it's. You have to have one. If you don't, I've seen people who don't have a sense of humor at all, and they're very sad and lonely. And I don't mean that about that. It's just, you know, you've got to laugh at yourself. You've got to laugh at this business. You have to, because it's pretendy, the whole thing. You know, you're singing and having that talent to be a good, you know, guitarist or singer or drummer and everything. But you've got to laugh. The tension is always good. You know, we've lost Taylor Hawkins. What a lovely, lovely man. That's why everybody loved him. He had a wonderful sense of humor, and friendly, and always willing to laugh, and, you know. So, yes, I would say a bit of sense of humor is very important. You know, especially on long tours, you know, and things like that, because there's a lot of boring traveling goes on, you know.
Yes.
So you have to just have a sense of humor about it all.
Oh, well, thank you for the sense of humor. Thank you for the joy of the music, Brian. Congratulations on the lives of Brian. And I'm so grateful that you are on my podcast.
Well, thank you very much there, Buzz. You take care, and a festive season greetings to everybody.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now.
Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.